This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The mother of Bella Bond is being held on $1 million cash bail today after she pleaded not guilty in the death of her daughter. The 2.5-year-old girl was found dead at Deer Island in June, but she was not identified until last week. The mother's boyfriend pleaded not guilty to Bella's murder. He's being held without bail now. In an emotional court hearing earlier today, prosecutors laid out the details of their case. And we want to warn you, the details are disturbing. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Michael McCarthy, the mother's boyfriend, stared straight ahead throughout the entire hearing. He and Rochelle Bond, the mother of Bella, appeared haggard and disheveled. At one point, she looked at Bella's biological father through the glass partition that separated the two prisoners from the courtroom. She mouthed something. He shook his head no. McCarthy was charged with murder and improper disposition of a human body. Bond was charged with improper disposition of a human body and accessory after the fact to murder. Both pleaded not guilty. Bond closed her eyes as Suffolk County Assistant District Attorney David Deacon described how a woman walking her dog in June found Bella Bond's body in a garbage bag at Deer Island.
Opened the bag partially and saw what appeared to be the limb of a small child.
Deacon said after 3 months, investigators finally got a break Wednesday last week. Rochelle Bond told a friend of McCarthy's she was glad she'd stopped using drugs in the last day or two.
He said to her, "That's great. You'll be able to get yourself clean and get Bella back."
Deacon said Bond and McCarthy had told the friend Bella had been taken by the Department of Children and Families.
Ms. Bond broke down crying and said, "I'll never see my daughter again." And he asked her, "What do you mean by that?" And she responded, "Michael McCarthy killed her, and I'm an accessory after the fact because I helped him get rid of her body."
Deacon told the court the friend got in touch with his sister. She told him to look up reports about Baby Doe online.
He noticed a striking resemblance between Bella and Baby Doe.
Deacon said the friend's sister contacted Boston police, and the next day, the friend went to get advice from an acquaintance at Roxbury District Court. State police then interviewed him. He told them he'd lived briefly with McCarthy and Bond, but moved out because he was appalled by their treatment of Bella.
He indicated that both of them would yell at her, demean her. He indicated that on one occasion he saw Ms. Bond spank her daughter. But what troubled him the most was that both of them, but particularly Mr. McCarthy, had on at least two occasions locked the girl in a closet for between 30 minutes and an hour, and while she screamed to be let out.
According to Deacon, the two told the friend that Bella was possessed by demons. Police interviewed Bond and McCarthy. Prosecutors say Bond told officers one night, she believed it was late May, Bella was unwilling to go to bed. McCarthy said he'd try to calm her down. Things were quiet for a long time, and Bond allegedly told officers she went into the bedroom to see what was going on. She found McCarthy standing over Bella.
Standing over Bella with his hand near her abdomen. And when Ms. Bond looked at Bella, her head appeared to her to be swollen and her face was gray. She went to her daughter and picked her up, and she told police that she knew at that moment that her daughter was dead. She asked Mr. McCarthy what he had done, and he did not tell her, but he said she was a demon anyway, it was her time to die.
Deacon told the court McCarthy told Bond if she reported anything to police, he or his friends would kill her. She allowed McCarthy to get a thick garbage bag. At this point, a spectator burst out as Deacon was explaining Bond presumed McCarthy put the body in the bag and the bag in the refrigerator.
And she assumed that because the body was no longer in the back bedroom.
"I hope you rotten cow, I'm leaving. You rotten cow. You rotten cow."
Court officers escorted the spectator out. Deacon went on to tell the judge McCarthy brought a large quantity of heroin into the apartment and injected it into Rochelle Bond's neck. Deacon said it appears the two remained intoxicated for several days or more. Eventually, Deacon said, McCarthy proposed to dump the body in Boston Harbor.
So he put the plastic bag into a duffel bag, which he put into the trunk of his car, and drove to an area near the South Boston Seaport. She reports that he took weights, put them in the bag, and then dumped her body in the water.
Deacon said the medical examiner has ruled out death by natural causes, but because there's no sign of trauma, he's not ruled out suffocation by force. As the proceedings ended, Bella's father, Joseph Amoroso, yelled, "Michael McCarthy, you're done. You won't last a day." Bond's attorney, Janice Basil, told the court and reporters that her client wants McCarthy to pay for what he did. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.